What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. First edition live of 2025. It's preseason for Atlanta United. It's preseason for us as well on AST, but we got a lot to talk about here in this segment. The Hot Stove League is a term that we use in baseball quite a bit. I actually need to kind of research the history of the phrase. I was fascinated to see, as I like to keep up with what's going on around the world, and it's silly season is what we call it in this sport, with the transfer window being open in January and the major leagues in Europe, as well as most leagues around the world right now. It's open. You're seeing a lot of player movement in South America, for example, a lot of Brazilian clubs, a lot of Argentine clubs. And it was in the Argentine media that they talked about kind of a rough translation of the hot stove. So I like that we're giving that to the world. We're going to go with it here. The stove has mostly been talking about the striker position when it comes to Atlanta United. But there was a report today, in case you missed it, Mariano Olsen out of Colombia, his report indicated that Atletico Nacional made an offer for Edwin Mosquera. It was a loan with a purchase option, and Atlanta United turned that down, according to his report. Atletico Nacional's got their share of issues right now. They won two trophies last season to close out 2024, but Efrain Juarez, their manager, he left. He walked away because of the issues that Nacional is having financially. They're not trying to add any players. They've lost players. They're not trying to spend any money. They're trying to add players, but they're trying to do it like they reportedly did with Mosquera. So it does kind of fit the conversation around it. So Nacional, after winning two trophies, now have to find a new manager, and they're going to have to figure out if they can come up with an offer to satisfy Atlanta United on Edwin Mosquera. Now, Atlanta, according to reports, and Atlanta United's never going to tell you they have or they haven't. That's not how they do business, and you should know by now going into season number 9. You should also know that these kinds of reports and rumors don't really come from the Atlanta side of things, because word doesn't get out of that building in Marietta. It doesn't get out when we're talking about the Falcons either. Things only get out when they're supposed to get out. So in the international world of adding players, you have things popping off from lots of different areas. The first big one of the weekend, it was fascinating how this whole thing developed, and I had to get on the research and figure out why things were going off the way that they did. Emmanuel Latte Lath is the player who reportedly Atlanta United has made an offer for. He is 26 years old, just had his birthday recently. He's from the Ivory Coast. He's currently with Middlesbrough of the English second division. Reports started this weekend, and they came from Italy, where Latte Lath is not from Italy directly. We'll get to that in a second. Middlesbrough is not in Italy. Atlanta United is not in Italy. So why would the news come out of Italy? Well, he did start his career at Atalanta as a young player. I'm not quite sure what age he started there in Atalanta, but his agent is from Italy. And this came from Sky Sports Italy that Atlanta United had made an official offer to Middlesbrough. Now, Sky Sports also followed up with a report today with no details about it. Just keep this in mind. It is silly season. The sentence that they use to explain that, I guess, things are different than they were after the initial offer is, I'm going to read it verbatim from Sky Sports today. Talks between Atlanta United and Middlesbrough over Emmanuel Latte Lath are reaching the advanced stages, Sky Sports News understands. The rest of the report is the exact same as it's been. I don't know what that means. West Ham is one club to watch that might be in the running here. They have been interested in the past, according to reports. They need a striker due to a very unlucky series of injuries. Ipswich Town made an offer on the last day of the transfer window in the summer for £20 million. Reportedly, Atlanta has offered $18 million guaranteed. The deal could go over 20 if every escalator is hit on it. The reason that deal didn't go down in the summer, because it was the very last day of the transfer window. Middlesbrough didn't have a replacement lined up on short notice. They declined it. After a great first season in Middlesbrough, Latilath kind of started slow this season. And his agent talked about this when he got going and said, you know, look, he was probably a little distracted by everything and how it went down. He wants a move to the Premier League. Does he want to move to MLS? I don't know. I'm actually intrigued by that. And I wonder if Middlesbrough will be looking to make a move or hold on to him for the next couple of weeks to see where things shake out in the Premier League. Arsenal, for example, now needs a striker. I don't know if they're going to come in for Latilath, but they need a striker after Gabriel Jesus tore his ACL. The other thing about Middlesbrough, and this is something you have to keep in mind when it comes to Latilath, is their profit and loss came out for last season here recently, and they lost money. If they want to get better, they have to sell players to do that. I don't think they're going to hold on to Emmanuel Latilath after this window, but I don't know if Atlanta is where he comes. If West Ham comes in, I think that's going to be really tough to say no. Leeds has also been interested, and Leeds has the money to spend if they want to, but that would be more of a sideways move. Kyogo Furuhashi of Celtic, he has been the one that Atlanta has been after the longest, but according to Tom Bogert, this weekend, interest has cooled from Atlanta on Kyogo. He did score twice for Celtic over the weekend. Atlanta's chased him since last summer, according to reports, but this kind of dance happened with Yorgos Yakimakis with Celtic as well, where it was supposed to happen, then it wasn't going to happen, then there was another club interested, and then it happened. So don't be surprised if his name resurfaces. You're already hearing Brendan Rodgers, the manager of Celtic, talk about, well, he doesn't want players that don't want to be there any longer. There were people trying to read into Kyogo's body language after scoring two goals. We'll see. But according to Tom Bogert, Atlanta's interest has cooled because they have reportedly made an offer on Latilath. They're also interested in Odson Edouard, who is on loan at Leicester City from Crystal Palace. He hasn't played a whole lot this season, hasn't even played 10 games this season for Leicester. He did play at Palace before the loan at the very beginning of the season. So he can't join another European club in the current season. You can only play for two clubs in a season. Now, he could move to a league that operates on a different calendar, like Major League Soccer, also like Mexico, like Brazil, like Argentina. He could move to one of those leagues on loan as well. He could move on loan, but he could either at this stage, and Leicester reportedly wants to cancel the loan, he could play for Crystal Palace, or he could go to a league like Major League Soccer. Crystal Palace paid around $18 million for him from Celtic a few years ago. He hasn't quite lived up to that price tag, so I don't know what kind of price tag they would be looking for here. My guess is it'd be less than Kyogo and less than Latilath. When you think there's three players that Atlanta United is looking at in this, as we kind of cover the hot stove league when it comes to Atlanta United and the striker position here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, a new name emerged this morning. According to Turkish media reports, Atlanta are interested in Christoph Piontek from Başakşehir, Turkish First Division. He's got 12 goals in 33 games for the Polish national team. He's a current teammate there of Bartosz Ślisz, a former teammate of Mateusz Klik, newly joining Atlanta United for this season. His first season in Turkey was last year, and Piontek scored 17 goals. This season, in 31 games in all competitions, the Turkish League started a little bit earlier. They had to play in the UEFA Conference League qualifiers as well. So he has 23 goals in 31 games in all competitions. He's got 9 goals in 12 UEFA Conference League games, including those qualifiers. He leads the Turkish League in goals so far this season. Before leaving Poland, he kind of broke out at the club Cracovia, went to Genoa in Serie A, took Italy by storm, had an amazing year. Big money transfer from Genoa to Milan in January of 2019. Milan wasn't very good at the time, and he kind of struggled to get going there. They moved him on a year later to Hertha Berlin, January 2020. Remember, COVID-19 hit the world and shut a lot of things down soon after that. Very awkward to be moving to a different league. Very awkward to be away from home. Lots of players suffered during that time, and form was very hard to manage. Piątek was loaned back to Serie A clubs, Fiorentina, Salernitana. He didn't have a lot of success. He made the move to Başakşehir. He's had all the success. There were reports in Turkey before Atlanta United's name came up that an MLS club had offered 10 million euro for Piątek. The next day, and that's this morning, according to the reports out of Turkey, that club was Atlanta United. Last week, there were reports of Fenerbahce being interested. So you have a Polish national team player who's leading the Turkish first division in goal scoring this season. You have a French player who hasn't played a whole lot on loan and needs a new place to rebuild his career. You have a Japanese player in Kyogo who it sounds like interest has cooled, but he's scoring goals for Celtic, and it's starting to seem like maybe he's ready to leave Scotland. And then you have Emmanuel Latelath, who reportedly an offer has been made for him. And according to Sky Sports Today, they're in the advanced stages of getting a deal done, but there has also been Premier League interest in signing him, and would he want to wait that out? It's going to be fascinating. The hot stove will be boiling over all throughout the next few weeks until the window closes in Europe. It won't close in MLS. You could still add a player later, as we saw last season, but I don't know what that timing's going to look like. We're going to have to keep an eye on a lot of different places around the world now when it comes to who will be the next striker for Atlanta United.